For this Monday, March 30th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. A 41-year-old man from Evansville is in custody following a high-speed pursuit involving a stolen beer truck that ended in a crash Friday afternoon in Posey County. According to the Vandenberg County Sheriff's Office, deputies were alerted just after 3 p.m. on Friday to the stolen truck, which had originated in Evansville. Officers located the vehicle traveling west on Diamond Avenue near Resurrection Drive and attempted to initiate a traffic stop. Authorities say the driver refused to pull over, leading deputies on a pursuit that continued into Posey County. During the chase, investigators say a deputy attempted to deploy stop sticks when the suspect allegedly steered the semi toward the officer, striking a sheriff's patrol vehicle. The patrol car sustained heavy damage. The deputy was not hit and was not injured. The pursuit ended when the truck left the roadway and crashed into a field. Deputies say the suspect initially refused to exit the vehicle. Pepper ball rounds were then deployed, and he was taken into custody without further incident. The driver has been identified as 41-year-old Randall Baker. He was transported to Deaconess Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Baker now faces several preliminary charges, including attempted murder, auto theft, criminal recklessness, resisting law enforcement, reckless operation of a tractor trailer, and operating while intoxicated. The investigation remains ongoing. The Mount Vernon Police Department is teaming up with the Indiana Criminal Justice Institute to crack down on speeding and distracted driving. Officials say increased patrols will run from April 4th through April 13th as part of the Comprehensive Highway Injury Reduction Program. The initiative uses federal funding to support local traffic safety enforcement. During that time, officers will be working overtime to identify drivers who are speeding or violating Indiana's hands-free law. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Indiana saw 249 speeding-related fatalities in 2023. Distracted driving was linked to 47 deadly crashes, though officials say that number is likely underreported due to data limitations. Indiana's hands-free law, which took effect in 2020, makes it illegal for drivers to hold a mobile device while behind the wheel. Drivers are only allowed to make calls using hands-free technology such as Bluetooth or a headset. Law enforcement reminds drivers to put their phones down, follow posted speed limits, allow extra travel time, and keep a safe distance between vehicles. Officials say the goal is to reduce crashes and save lives on Indiana roadways. Posey County Emergency Management says that today detour signs will begin to go up, stating that Towel Factory Road will be closed on or after March 30th. This closure, which is phase one of the Towel Factory Road project, will begin tomorrow. Barricades will be located on State Road 62, 5th Street, 6th Street, and will include closing the entrance to the junior high off Towel Factory Road. Mount Vernon Parks and Recreation Department says they are seeking summer help and accepting applications for their maintenance division. Applicants must be at least 16 years old. You can visit the Mount Vernon Parks and Recreation Department Facebook page for the link to apply. The University of Southern Indiana hosted an event over the weekend to raise awareness about ALS. The event, called Illuminate ALS, took place at Carter Hall on the USI campus. Attendees heard from a neurologist affiliated with Duke University, known for treating patients with ALS. The event also featured a screening of the documentary Stitching Strength, a short film highlighting the experiences of individuals living with the disease, including a 2013 USI graduate. Organizers emphasized the importance of raising awareness and educating the public about ALS. Following the presentations, attendees took part in a question and answer session and had the opportunity to explore resources and learn more about ongoing ALS research. Officials say events like this help bring attention to the disease and support efforts to find a cure. The NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament has its team set for the Final Four in Indianapolis this coming weekend. Yesterday, in the Elite Eight, Michigan smoked Tennessee 95-62, and UConn stormed back from a 15-point halftime deficit to defeat Duke 73-72. That was after Illinois took care of Iowa 71-59 on Saturday, and Arizona got past Purdue 79-64. This Saturday, the Final Four matchups feature Illinois versus UConn at 5:09 Central Time, and Michigan versus Arizona takes place after. From Major League Baseball on Sunday, the St. Louis Cardinals could not complete the three-game sweep of Tampa Bay at home as the Rays won 11-7. The Cardinals are 2-1 and start a three-game series at home versus the New York Mets tonight at 6:45. In Chicago, the Cubs lost the rubber game of their three-game set with the Washington Nationals 6-3. The Cubs remain in Chicago this evening and welcome the Los Angeles Angels for a three-game series at 6:40. The Cincinnati Reds won their series finale yesterday at home versus the Boston Red Sox 3-2. The Reds took 2-3 in the series. Cincinnati starts a new series at home tonight as they take on the Pittsburgh Pirates at 5:40. In the NBA last night, the Indiana Pacers got a win at home over the Miami Heat, 135-118. The Pacers outscored the Heat 27-11 in the fourth quarter. Pascal Siakam had 30 points, 11 rebounds to lead Indiana. They improved to 17-58 overall. The Pacers are at the Chicago Bulls on Wednesday. That's news and sports for this Monday, March 30th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. I'm Jeff Redman reporting for Posey County Radio News. Enjoy your Monday.